This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for The Washington Examiner. She's been looking at one aspect of the Health Care Reform Act, at least being proposed in the House of Representatives, that we've talked about a little bit on this show, but we want to dive into more detail now, and that's government access to your financial records. And Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
A reminder, listeners, what exactly does the bill say in reference to this?
Well, it's an interesting part of the bill. It talks about kind of a real-time access, basically, to your finances. Now, it doesn't exactly say they're looking into your bank account, but they basically want to determine your ability to pay at any given time. And one way to do that is to have maybe a health ID card that the people participating in the public plan, and perhaps eventually everyone, that you would present upon receiving services, and would be able to determine what services you're eligible for. But then there's the vaguely worded part about, you know, persons determining a person's financial responsibility. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean what you owe for the day, or does that mean determining what you're able to pay? You know, it's not really clear. And so some people interpret it to mean that the government will be able to kind of have this real or near real-time access to the bank accounts of people who are participating in the program. So it's something that someone pointed out to me, that people who work for the government already have this kind of relationship with the government if they have direct deposit and et cetera, where the government has a direct link to your bank account because they're paying you. But it does raise privacy concerns, and it does raise the issue of where does this go from the point where it becomes law? Does it become more invasive later, or is it harmless? You know, there are just a lot of questions right now that have not been answered, that I think people are wondering, you know, at various town hall meetings and, you know, certainly on the Internet, it's ablaze with talk about this. You know, are they going to be looking, and is this, you know, really Big Brother? You know, what does this mean? And so that's what we were trying to examine in my story, you know, just trying to get at what some of the fears are about this provision.
Has any advocate of this plan gone into specific detail about the provision we're talking about here? Some may say this is just part of modernizing health records and bringing into the 21st century and the information age. Others, as you just mentioned, are worried about privacy and potentially means testing in some way for medical procedures being authorized and so forth. What have folks said?
People who are proponents are denying that it's the government snooping on your finances. But no one has come out right and said that there would be no connection between the government and a person's financial records, because no one's really explained exactly what it means. It was authored, this section of the bill, by the House Ways and Means Committee. This is part of the House bill, H.R. 3200, and this section was authored by the Ways and Means Committee, and I tried to reach some folks yesterday about trying to explain to me exactly what they meant by this, but they didn't return my call, so I'm still hoping. I know it's August, it's hard to get people on the phone in August. A lot of people are on vacation, et cetera. But this is a big part of these town hall meetings, too. People are wanting to know, you know, yesterday I pointed out in my story that someone said to our inspector, you know, the government's going to have all kinds of information about us now, more than they ever have. You know, this is really scary for us. And our inspector responded by saying, oh, we will do everything we can to keep people from raiding the bank accounts. You know, I don't think that made anybody feel any better, because, you know, people have their own personal views about how the government deals with other aspects of their lives, be it the when they register their car, or, you know, get their garbage collected, or whatever. They have various views about how their taxes, whatever. So I think it makes some people nervous. But it doesn't mean that this is such a harmful thing. It just means that the question is out there that needs to, I think, for some people, needs to be answered. You know, what is the level of the government's involvement in knowing what your finances are and their ability to look at them? So it's interesting.
Susan, you bring up a larger issue that, as you point out, is perhaps triggering a lot of the frustration we're seeing at the town hall meetings, and that's that this bill, well over 1,000 pages long, written largely in legalese, even if you sift through that, it's still extremely vague, which gives people a lot of wiggle room on exactly what it means, and potentially wiggle room on what they meant long after it passes. So what does this mean now that all of this is so vague about how this debate's going to go forward? Because We keep hearing from both sides that the other side's not telling the truth. It's so vague. How do we tell?
Well, part of the problem with this is that there are multiple plans being discussed right now. The Senate's got a plan that's been more formalized. It's moved through committee. It's a Democratic plan. There's also a bipartisan plan, the language of which has not even been revealed because the deal has not been struck fully, and it's just in the works. And then the House has a bill that's basically one bill, but there's elements of things that are different depending on which committee has marked up the bill. So there are a lot of different ideas floating around about health care, and some people believe that really it's going to be impossible for the lawmakers to really sit down and explain this stuff to constituents, not only because the bill is, you know, the various bills are so long, but because there's so many different ideas that maybe once one bill is on the floor in the House and one bill is on the floor in the Senate, then it may be easier to talk to people about, you know, what the final ideas are about this. Because we don't even know, for instance, in the story I wrote yesterday that's in the paper today about the government potentially having access to bank data, that may never even become real legislation because the House may never even consider that. It's hard to say what the final version is going to be that the House approves or what Congress will eventually clear because it all has to be reconciled between the House and the Senate. And that's part of the problem. So many ideas flying out there that I think a lot of the members are kind of stuck trying to juggle all this stuff. And it is. It's a 1,000-page bill, and, you know, it is vague. A lot of it's unclear. This is a whole new frontier here, reforming health care. It hasn't been done, and it's just all brand new. And it's all new territory, and it leaves open these questions of not only what the language is in the bill that you're looking at, but what it could maybe morph into down the road. And that's what's got a lot of people nervous.
And that was what is keeping a lot of constituents busy, since the members of Congress can't even keep it straight between the various bills. Susan, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Susan Ferriccio is Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.